I don't think you can draw any parallel in relation to Lehela and Bougainville. I think Bougainville's case is a bit more peculiar and complex because well before 1965, before the copper was discovered, there was already a sediment or already an underground movement of secessionist feelings of moving away from Papua New Guinea because they tried to justify that physically their appearance is quite different and geographically they're quite isolated from Papua New Guinea.
But many in Hela would argue they're quite isolated as well and have been forgotten and haven't seen any or very little of the winds from all of this resources boom. They're feeling like perhaps they still don't have the services that there is in Port Moresby, for example.
Yes, they may, but I think as a Papua New Guinea, I think the sentiment, I can see that you can't draw these parallels. Hela is no different from many other provinces like Enga, say even in the New Guinea Islands, where this gold, not the resources. I think the issue is in relation to lack of government support and government presence. Really, in the absence of government services, that people tend to take law into their own hands. Law and order generally in Papua New Guinea has deteriorated. Infrastructures are in a appalling state. What I'm saying is that in the Hela province, the situation can be controlled, can be contained, given the fact that you've got many other products that closely. They have land borders around Hela, and in that case, you can quickly isolate them. So you couldn't do that effectively in Bougainville because Bougainville is an island that's closely linked to Solomon Islands, and trying to police a very difficult maritime boundary was one of the challenges they faced.
So a different situation, as you say, with the arrival of many of the police and soldiers earlier this week, many of the locals, I saw estimates of thousands, turning out to welcome them. It would seem that this response by the government now is being welcomed by locals in the region, that finally the government is now paying attention to them?
Yes, a little bit too late, but then the government still has the constitutional responsibility to show its presence, and I think the fact that thousands of people welcome the arrival of the security forces gives that comfort to the people of Hela. Yes, the government is concerned. The government can do something. I'm just quite concerned that similar situations can arise in other parts of Papua New Guinea. That the government must be consistent in its commitment to addressing the issues of breakdown of law and order and social conditions that people are facing at the moment.